off. We scurried through darkened streets in a nighted city, and no one would answer my panted questions, so for a while I had no idea when I was or where. Then we crossed an open space from which I glimpsed the citadel of Dejigore. That answered my most immediate questions. But a new crop sprouted. Why were we outside the company's part of town? How had I gotten there? Why didn't I have any memories of this? I recalled sitting with Kidam, secretly lusting after his granddaughter. The men accompanying me removed their wraps and masks. They were company, plus Uncle Doge and a couple of Nguyen Bao sprites. We ducked into an alleyway that led to Nguyen Bao territory. "Slow down," I gasped. "What's going on?"
"Somebody snatched you,"
Candles explained.
"At first we thought Mogaba did it."
"Huh?"
"Shadow Spinner's taken his whole army off after Lady. We could walk away if we wanted. We thought he decided to take a hostage."
I didn't believe Spinner was gone. "Uncle Doge." The last thing I remember was sipping tea with the speaker.
"You began to behave oddly, Stone Soldier."
I growled. He didn't apologize.
"The speaker thought perhaps you had been drinking before you arrived. He instructed Taide to take you home. He was offended. You proved to be such a burden that Taide was unable to defend himself when you were attacked. He was beaten badly, but managed to get home with word. Your friends began looking for you as soon as we informed them."
His tone suggested that he wondered why they'd bothered.
"They seem more skilled than they pretend. They pinpointed you quickly. You were not in the citadel, which is where Mogaba would have confined you."
"How did I get clear across town?" I winced. In addition to the other pains, I had a hangover-type headache. I'd been drugged. Nobody had an answer for me.
"Is this the same night, Uncle?"
"Yes, but many hours later.
And it definitely wasn't Mogaba that grabbed me."
"No. There were no Na in that place. In fact, soon after you were taken, someone attacked Mogaba too. They may have planned to murder him."
"Jaikuri?" Maybe the locals wanted to get to the heart of the problem.
"Perhaps."
He didn't sound convinced. Maybe he should have taken prisoners.
"Where's One Eye?"
"Only One Eye could have ripped that hole in the wall back there," Candles told me.
"Covering our back trail."
"Good." I was near normal now, which meant I was as confused as ever, I guess. Whoever grabbed me had done some slick work to sneak through Nguyen Bao territory unnoticed. Uncle Doge divined my thoughts.
"We have not determined how the villains managed to ambush you, nor how the others got so close to Mogaba. Those four did pay in blood.